Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Christopher McDaniel is here. Christopher McDaniel is president of the Institute Risk Stream Collaborative. And it's an industry trade group for the insurance industry, PC, life and health, I guess, all that. And they're focused on unlocking the business potential of blockchain and other technologies across the insurance industry. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Christopher, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. And so, Christopher, as my audience has heard me say before, and I've described blockchain to them on the show. I've talked about it quite a lot on the show by myself and also with experts like you. And I always ask the experts, when you describe blockchain to people who don't know what it is or how it works, do they get mad at you? And so I'll ask you the same question. When you talk to people about blockchain, do they get mad at you?
Yeah, it's interesting. They get frustrated, I guess, is the thing. And, you know, I can understand why they would get mad when they get frustrated, because what they get over and over again from other people that try to explain blockchain to them is they get a long list of acronyms, technical descriptions and everything else. And I can't tell you how many times I've had people say, they go into a blockchain 101 session somewhere and come out knowing less than what they did going in. And
they start talking about the distributed network as if everybody already knows what that means. And that's what drove me crazy when I was first learning about it. I read two chapters and I kept yelling at the book, what network? I never heard of this network. Who are these people? Where did they come from? It made me mad. And so the other thing is, what I tell people is, it is complicated though. That's one thing that I think frustrates people. This is not like learning French or German. It's like learning Klingon, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And what I always do to try to make it an easier understanding for people is, I really break it down to what the impact is to them. We're in the insurance industry, and I give them the three main impacts of blockchain on the insurance industry, and that helps a lot. They're like, oh, okay, I get it. I understand the impact. And what I tell them is, if you understand how it's going to impact you, you don't have to worry about all the technical detail and everything behind it that everybody else spouts.
That's the other thing I tell them when I say, I want you to understand how it works, but before you use it very much, there'll be an app for that. You won't have to understand but you do need to understand the power of it and the benefits of it. But what are your three topics? How do you break it down, those three things?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things with the insurance industry is it is very, very transaction heavy. So everything is moving data between points A and point B. So the first thing that I tell them is that when blockchain is ubiquitous, when everyone is using it, it's a sharing mechanism that allows two organizations to share information without actually having transactions. Mm-hmm. I tell them the concept of a transaction of moving data back and forth between A and B from the end user perspective goes away. The data is just there when you need it, if you're sharing it between two organizations. So it's instantaneous data, it's ubiquitous data. I tell them that's number one thing. Is that ubiquitous instant data without transactions. Second thing I always share with them is the point that it allows trust between organizations. You can't delete anything off of a blockchain. So because of that, organizations that would normally worry about one side or the other, some other competitors, if they were sharing data, monkeying around with the data, you don't have that situation because it keeps everybody honest. Nobody
that's
can delete
right.
anything off of it. Everybody can see. So
that's the beauty of the distributed network.
Exactly. Right. I often call it a trust engine because you know nobody can play dirty pool.
Right.
Keeps everybody honest. And then the third thing that I tell them about is smart contracts. And, you know, most organizations that have heard anything about, you know, blockchain have heard the term smart contracts.
Yep.
And I start out, I tell them, smart contracts are neither smart nor contracts. But that's what they're named. All they really are is a way to automate a manual or poor electronic transaction to do it better.
Well, the reason I think of them as smart contracts is when they're established – they're established to when certain things are proven to the contract executes. It executes on its own. It gets a notice of something that everybody agrees with has been done, and it says, okay, time for me to pay everybody, and it does it. That's pretty smart to me. Quick break, right back with Christopher McDaniel after the break. More on blockchain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.